I'd like to share some words of wisdom passed down from generation to generation. Help Woodsy spread the word. Never be a dirty bird. In the city or in the woods, help keep America looking good. I'm taking my rap sheet into my own hands when I utter those words. It's because the United States of America adores and protects at all costs the bird that first uttered them through his beak. Does the name Woodsy Owl mean anything to you? It should, but if it doesn't, perhaps this legal description will help. Woodsy Owl means the name and representation of a fanciful owl who wears slacks, forest green when colored, a belt, brown when colored, and a Robin Hood-style hat, forest green when colored, with a feather, red when colored, and who furthers the slogan, "Give a hoot, don't pollute." And here's something that will forever sear that beautiful bird into your memory. It's a crime to mess with Woodsy. Yep, 18 United States Code, Section 711A, as in criminal code, reads, "Whoever knowingly and for profit manufactures, reproduces, or uses the character Woodsy Owl, the name Woodsy Owl, or the associated slogan, "Give a hoot, don't pollute," shall be fined or imprisoned up to 6 months, or both. Yep, you ruffle those feathers, and you're joining Woodsy as a jailbird in your own special cage. And it's not just Woodsy that gets that level of protection. It's also Smokey Bear, known as Smokey the Bear for those who don't read the statute with great care. He doesn't get as detailed a description from Congress. He's defined as, oh, you know, that character originated by the Forest Service of the United States Department of Agriculture in cooperation with the Association of State Foresters and the Advertising Council. As if they really need to tell you that he's the bear that holds a shovel and wears a nifty ranger-like hat, who reminds us sternly that only we can prevent forest, now wildfires. You'll go to jail for up to 6 months if you mess with him, too. Not to take anything away from cartoon animals or anything, but think of how the Founding Fathers must feel. If they looked hard enough, they'd find their likenesses forever immortalized on Beanie Baby-like dollies. Instead of George Washington or Ben Franklin, right, we protect a talking owl and a reprimanding bear. And what if Abe Lincoln? Why not some statute that makes it a crime to draw him as really skinny and super tall? You'd think that Uncle Sam would protect instead, say, Uncle Sam, or even cute little baby New Year. Of course, it's because Woodsy and Smokey are beloved advertising icons, of course. And if you're willing and have access to the Internet, you can take the Smokey Bear marketing survey or read a breathless report about just how much Woodsy-related product consumers would be willing to buy if they could. If you detect a certain level of disgust, you're absolutely wrong. I'd never, ever do a thing to hurt a feather atop the owl's head or a hair atop the bear. So, Uncle Sam, I'm reminiscing with great respect for, and I lack a for-profit motive when I talk about our green-hatted, vest-wearing friend Woodsy and everybody's favorite bear. I want to make that clear to any police officers out there as well. I'm Amy Guida.